Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, Day 334. We are going to continue today with the significant biological special program of the bronchial muscles. Yesterday we studied about its development, function, brain level control, biological conflict, etc. in detail. Please remember well, we are going to consider the striated muscles part of the bronchial muscles mainly because it alone has the origin in the new mesoderm and control from the cerebral medulla and the motor cortex. The other component of the bronchial muscles, the smooth muscles, are of endodermal origin and controlled from the midbrain. Let us now see what happens with the bronchial muscles during the conflict active phase. Being controlled from the cerebral medulla, there is necrosis or cell loss of the bronchial muscle tissue. Being also controlled from the motor cortex and proportional to the degree of the conflict activity, there is increasing paralysis of the bronchial muscles during CA phase. This paralysis causes breathing difficulties. To be more categorical, the difficulties of the process of inhaling and exhaling is extended because there is reduced function of the bronchial muscles that control inhaling. You must be remembering how we studied the breathing difficulties caused by the paralysis of the laryngeal muscles. There, the paralysis of the laryngeal muscles also can cause breathing difficulties, but this paralysis is explained explicitly as difficulties exhaling and inhaling is extended because of the reduced function of the laryngeal muscles that control exhaling. It will be useful for you to remember that if there is a voice change, voice break, or even an inability to produce voice, the affection of the laryngeal muscles with the vocal cords can be ensured and not a symptom of the CA phase of the bronchial muscles. This much I mentioned to make a comparative study with the laryngeal muscles. Also, please do not forget, being striated muscles, both the laryngeal muscles and the bronchial muscles respond to the related conflict with functional loss. Coming back to the healing phase of the SBS of the bronchial muscles, there is reconstruction of the bronchial muscles. The paralysis of the CA phase can reach into PCLA phase of the healing phase. During the epileptoid crisis, there is coughing fits with bronchial spasm and convulsions. This can be considered as a focal seizure affecting the bronchial muscles. What happens when the medications containing codeine is suppression of the coughing only? Because like morphine, codeine is also an opium derivative. If the bronchial muscles only are affected, the coughing fits are dry. But if the bronchial mucosa is simultaneously involved, there will be more mucus in the bronchi. There will be a faster expulsion of mucus during the combined epileptoid crisis of both bronchial muscles and bronchial mucosa. This condition is often referred to as spasmodic bronchitis. The very common medical condition called whooping cough or pertussis can also occur during the epileptoid crisis of the bronchial muscles together with that of the bronchial mucosa. When the healing phase reaches PCLB, the function of the bronchial muscle will return to normal. When the healing symptoms recur due to relapsing conflicts according to GNM, the conventional medicine calls this condition as allergy cough. In reality, these recurring symptoms are triggered by setting on tracks that were established when the original conflict took place. Being an organ derived from the new mesoderm, the biological purpose is shown at the end of the healing phase. That means it will be stronger than before or better prepared to meet with another conflict of the same kind after the healing process. Now we come to a very common medical condition, the bronchial asthma. In GNM, we consider it as bronchial asthma constellation because it involves two biological special programs. Number one, a conflict activity corresponding to the brain relay of the bronchial muscles in the right temporal lobe. The conflict is territorial fear conflict or scare fright conflict, depending on the person's gender, laterality, and hormone status. Number two, a conflict activity corresponding to a brain relay in the left temporal lobe. It can be any of the following conflicts: scare fright conflict or territorial fear conflict, sexual conflict or territorial loss conflict, identity conflict or territorial anger conflict, female marking conflict or the male territorial marking conflict, depending on a person's gender, laterality, and hormone status. In GNM, we say that the so-called bronchial asthma patient is in the epileptoid crisis throughout, because every epileptoid crisis is a temporary reactivation of the conflict active phase. Actually, a person who is in bronchial asthma attack is in the epileptoid crisis of both the striated bronchial muscles and the smooth bronchial muscles program. The former one is presented as convulsions moving towards mouth or outwards with the symptoms of wheezing or prolonged expiration. This is because of the affection of the bronchial muscles, extension of exhaling, and partial functional loss of the muscles that control inhaling. The latter is presented as spasms like the hyperperistalsis during intestinal colics. The danger of asthma attack is with the water retention in syndrome. The condition known as status asthmaticus has the danger of even death from suffocation. This occurs when both the bronchial and laryngeal muscles are in epileptoid crisis simultaneously. In bronchial asthma, there is prolonged exhaling and wheezing, and in laryngeal asthma, there is extended inhaling and gasping for breath. If the related territorial fear conflict is not completely resolved, it can result in chronic bronchial asthma attacks. In conventional medicine, it is also explained as allergy. To conclude, every bronchial asthma attack involves both the striated and smooth bronchial muscles. The epileptoid crisis of the former presents as bronchial spasms and convulsions, and that of the latter presents as hyperperistalsis like intestinal colic. Therefore, an asthma crisis has the involvement of both smooth and striated bronchial muscles, similar to the laryngeal asthma attacks with the involvement of both smooth and striated laryngeal muscles. Herewith, we conclude the discussion of the SBS of the bronchial muscles. If needed, listen to the health tips repeatedly. GNM is a revolution. Please learn it well, teach it, and spread it. I'm Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.